Find more State House coverage at sdpb.org.
Senate Education Committee will come to order. Good morning. Welcome, everyone. Secretary, may I call the roll, please?
Senator Gray, Jurstead, Nesselhoff, Olson, Peterson, Newsom, Garnos.
Here. We have a quorum with the majority of the members elect present. The chair will entertain a motion for approval of minutes. It's been moved by Senator Nesselhoff, seconded by Senator Peterson. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Minutes are approved. Yep, got it. Okay, that brings us to our agenda for today, and we're going to take up House Bill 1252. We did hear testimony on that. I would open it up if the committee has any questions on House Bill 1252. After that, we'll talk about topics for summer study, and that should wrap, and then we'll have a quick wrap-up after that. Once again, House Bill 1252, this is an act to repeal certain provisions relating to the Education Enhancement Tobacco Tax Fund. And once again, I'll quickly open this up. Any proponents, if you want to be real quick, I think most of us, if you need to, if you want to, just quick explain it. Jim, take 1 minute. Identify yourself.
Sure. Jim Twilliger with the Bureau of Finance and Management. House Bill 1252 repeals the 2007 session laws that relates to education enhancement tobacco tax funding. I think a couple points. The fund will still exist, but it'll be annually or be transferred to the general fund. It'll still be dedicated for education enhancement purposes through the general fund. That's pretty much all I have. I can certainly address any questions if anyone has.
Sounds good. At this point, I know we do have opponents that have already addressed this. And again, if opponents, if you want a quick take, you can certainly come up. But with that, seeing none here, what I would do is, committee, do you have any questions? And Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have a question, but just a request that we have a one-minute recess before we vote.
I will allow that, and we'll be in at ease here for about 2 minutes or so. Is that fine? Thank you. Okay. That was very good. Okay, the Senate Education Committee will come back to order. Senator Knutson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, I would move due pass on 1252, and then if, assuming it gets a second, I would make some comments.
We have a motion by Senator Knutson, seconded by Senator Peterson. Comments, Senator Knutson.
Well, I think it's important as we look at this bill to look at the total picture of education funding for this year. Again, I came to peer in January thinking that the proper major funding formula should be amended the way 106, Senate Bill 106 is amended, where the schools rise and fall kind of with the state's general fund revenue. That back when we got to the governor's December budget, we thought that might be about 1.5% or so increase this year. When we got the January budget from the governor, it was clear that was going to be a 0% level this year, again, under the philosophy of Senate Bill 106, where the schools would rise and fall with the state's revenues. I think that continues to be, in my mind, the long-run situation that the schools should rise and fall with the state. The stimulus package came along and basically requires us to give schools a 3% increase this year. The likelihood is the same formula that gives us a 3% increase this year, because we look back to an inflationary, to what the CPI did in the period July 1, 2007 through June 30th, 2008. Next year, when we look at that same the period July 1, 2008 through June 30th, 2009 is likely to produce a zero. So I think it is fair for education to be aware that while we're getting 3% this year, it's going to be an uphill battle, I suspect, to increase the per pupil amount next year. That having been said, it is an $18 million increase, the 3% index factor for the fiscal year 2010, And we're talking in 1252 of taking essentially $7.7 million of funds that went to K-12-related education and essentially eliminating the earmark for the three programs of TCAP, school or career and tech ed, and ESAs. I think the ESAs, in addition to the money they received under the old earmark that 1252 tries to eliminate, also have received $500,000 of general funds, which I believe the Appropriations Committee will continue for ESAs. So ESAs will lose $1.7 million of their funding and then be basically needing to provide essential services to schools and make the schools want to hire the ESAs to provide those schools. I am opposed to forcing schools to use ESAs. I think the ESAs should just, if their services are something that schools want, they'll contract for them. We know that special ed, amended or overrode the 3% guarantee on that and gave 0% increase this year, but the stimulus package includes very substantial direct payments to school districts, both for special education and for Title I related matters. So I think schools sit pretty well on special education areas. So, you know, I think when you look at the totality, the $18 million increase, it seems reasonable to me to eliminate the earmarks that 1252 will eliminate. Again, in my own personal mind, I see this, the net effect of the 3% increase this year and this bill as really rolling into the state funding formula, the TCAP program, the special earmark for career and tech ed, and ESAs, and to me that's probably better for education to have those funds rolled into the formula where it'll be subject to the automatic index factor increases for good or ill. And again, I do tell the education community, certainly that formula is going to likely produce a 0% increase next year. So we are looking at 3% now and probably zero next year. And I think the education community needs to kind of budget on that assumption. But I continue to believe this is the proper thing to do with the earmark. And as Mr. Twilliger indicated, this money continues to flow into the education enhancement tobacco tax fund and is to be appropriated annually by the legislature for education purposes.
Thank you. Any further comment, discussion? Senator Nesselhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I'll support the do-pass motion today for a couple of reasons. Number one, I think we're kind of painted into a corner right now because of the financial situation we're in. And number two, my understanding is a lot of dominoes are going to be falling once we push this one over. So this is a conditional vote based on those dominoes falling over. So I'll be supporting the motion today.
Any further comment or discussion from the committee? Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a question. When will this bill come on the floor?
My understanding would be tomorrow, but I think we may have a shortened calendar where you probably won't see it till Monday. Would that be safe to say that, Mr. Peter?
I anticipate that we will probably not do much more than the consent calendar, probably only to the consent calendar tomorrow.
Comment, if I may.
Yep.
I'm going to vote for this on the condition that it doesn't come till Monday so that Secretary Oster has a chance to come to my caucus and explain the entire educational package on Monday.
Okay. Any further comment at this time? Would you have a due pass motion before us? And it has been seconded. And seeing no more discussion, all those in favor will say aye. Opposed, no. The secretary call the roll.
Senator Gray?
Aye.
Jurstead?
No.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson? Peterson?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
And Garnos?
Aye.
6-1.
Having received a majority vote, House Bill 1252 goes down to the floor. Next up is topics for summer study discussion. Topics for summer study discussion. And that, again, I'll open this up to the public. If there's anyone out there, thank you, yep. If there's anyone out there in the audience that wants to talk summer study, we certainly willing to listen. Try it one more time. Does anyone want to have a summer study they want to come talk to us about? Please. Committee, do you have any discussion on summer study topics at all? Anybody have anything? Senator Nesselhoff, or yeah, do you want to make a comment about anything? Or
Sure, Mr. Chairman. I'd love to make a comment. Don't ever give me an opportunity like that. I would just like to commend you, Mr. Chairman, for getting us through our bills in good fashion here towards the end. We were obviously all very concerned when the gavel was handed over to you at the beginning of session. But you've done a very fair job. So congrats, buddy. We look forward to seeing the same thing happen next session.
Well, thank you. I have a couple quick notes here, and then if anyone else has on behalf of the committee, the Senate Education Committee, for Cherry and Claire, we want to thank you for your hard work and dedication.
Thank you.
We appreciate it very much, and hopefully you will enjoy what's in there. You and your friend or spouse or however that works. And finally, I just want to thank you, the committee, and I've got you a little something in token of my appreciation. And before I say a quick comment to the committee members, I want to thank everyone out in the audience today. I know you guys have put up with us. You've testified many times. We appreciate it. I do want to commend all of you. I think we've all worked hard here for education as a whole. I think we've made it a little better under the tough circumstances that we're under. And I also want to make a note of Secretary Oster. I think you've done a fine job coming in here, jumping into the fire after only being about a month and a half on the job coming into the session. So I want to thank you and your department, but I also want to thank the lobbyists too for your input. You're vital, and it makes a big difference here. Real quickly,
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Senator Peterson.
Just a comment, if I may.
Of course.
I want to thank Secretary Oster too. I think you're doing a fine job. Really appreciate your taking a hold and doing the work that you're doing and trying to work with everybody on a very, very difficult situation, and we appreciate it. And I want to thank our chair, who has done an excellent job, been very fair. We couldn't ask for a better chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I think I had Senator Olson, then I'll come back to Senator Nussel.
Just tell me quickly. Yeah, Mr. Chair, I'm on that committee, too.
No problem. You got to raise that bar. Senator Nesselhoff.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just like to revise my previous statements about the chair and just let you know that you're, in my mind, you just went up several notches. And I hope that Ed Olson is listening on the internet as I now tell him that you are head and shoulders above any chair that I've seen on the Education Committee.
Senator Gerstadt. I know this is starting to get pretty deep.
It's getting really schmaltzy. Okay, thanks, Mr. Chair. Well, I want to say thank you to Melody because I think she deserves a lot of credit. I worked with her last summer on the TCAP, and she's a very faithful and dedicated servant to education. So I think she should be appreciated this morning, as well as our dear chair. We didn't quite win last night, but it was an awful close second, and our chair played very, very good basketball last night, as per usual, and very unselfish player, always wanting other people to have time. But it's been a real pleasure serving on the Education Committee. I think you've done an excellent job. Been good to work for.
Thank you very much. Just to wrap things up here, I know you guys got better things to do than sit around and listen to me, but on a personal note, I just want to thank each and every one of the committee and, of course, the gals that helped us up here. Senator Peterson, I've certainly, over the years, grown to respect you, and you kind of remind me of that old saying. There's an old ad, I think it was when E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen, and that's true. You come here with common sense. You come here with the background of being on a school board, and it's just wonderful to have you and that experience on the committee. Senator Gerstadt. Wow, what a background of higher education, your great career at Augustana, your coaching. And to me, I always have certainly believed that coaching is teaching, and teaching is coaching. And what an asset we have here with your experience and your unique perspective. Senator Nesselhoff, when I think of you... I might actually turn the internet off and the mic on this one, but Senator Nesselhoff, you always bring passion and enthusiasm. You're younger than us here, I think, in body and mind and soul. But I can't say enough about it. When I coach and teach, to me, that there's nothing. It's so hard to beat passion, and you bring that to the committee and to the floor, and I sincerely mean that. Senator Olson, I think this year you've brought a new perspective. I mean, you've had some ideas here that maybe haven't been thought about a whole lot, and you were successful with those. That new perspective and bringing that. I was just thinking of the capital outlay bill. I don't know where it's going to end up, but I mean, you think outside of the box, and you know what? That's what education needs. Senator Gray, your leadership, not only here, but in your leadership role on the Senate floor, it's pretty hard to beat. Your experience, your wisdom, and when you speak, I think, you know, once again, you're one of the best people up here that asks the great questions, and there is an art to that, asking the questions. And Senator Knutson is not here with us, but it makes it pretty easy to run a committee, and I'll use Senator Nesselhoff. It's pretty nice to have the attorney in the House right next to you, and he is one of the brightest, most articulate people in the Senate, and it's very nice to have him as a chair sitting along next to you. And whether you agree with him or not, he knows his stuff without a doubt. With that being said, committee, you did several dozen bills this year, and it was a wide range from pre-K to consolidation, boundary changes, formula, scholarships, grade sharing, I mean, the whole array of everything. So I commend you. With that being said, I'm going to shut up. Thank you very much. Good job. Thanks.